The attacks begin at about 9:30 p.m. with firing at Cafe Leopold, a popular restaurant in the Colaba area of South Mumbai. This is a place frequented by foreigners. Shortly after, at least two men armed with AK-47s opened fire in the passenger hall of CST railway station. They also lobbed grenades. At least 30 people are injured and commandos are rushed to the station. Meanwhile, at least 4 to 5 people are killed at Karma Hospital, situated close to CST. Some patients are taken hostage. The hospital, which treats women and children, continues to be under siege. A major gun battle also breaks out near the Metro Cinema just down the road. Terrorists hijack a police van and fire indiscriminately, injuring several people. Several hotels also come under attack. Armed men enter the Taj Mahal Hotel and take hostages. A series of loud explosions is heard. 3 members of parliament and at least 100 tourists are stranded inside. The anti-terrorism squad enters the hotel to flush out the terrorists. Eventually, the hotel goes up in flames. Blasts at the Oberoi Hotel at Nariman Point. Several people are taken hostage and some parts of the hotel catch fire. The army is called in to flush out the militants. Maharashtra ATS Chief Hemant Karkare is shot dead during the encounter outside the Taj Hotel. IPS officer Ashok Kamte is killed in the gun battle at Metro Cinema. Encounter specialist Vijay Salaskar is also gunned down. Reports also of an attack at the Marriott Hotel in Juhu. A blast is also reported in a taxi under a flyover in suburban Ville Parle. Another bomb goes off in a taxi in Mazgaon Dockyard. 2 terrorists are gunned down by police in Girgaum while they were on the run in a Skoda vehicle. A little-known outfit, the Deccan Mujahideen, has claimed responsibility for the attacks. All schools and colleges in the city are to be shut on Thursday. Bureau Report, CNN-IBN.